We're a bit unique in that we have a gold royalty production story that is linked to our projects in the northern part of the Yukon in the famous Klondike District, where over 20 million ounces of gold was produced historically. And we're about to start washing gold, probably early next week, at the beginning of a 120-day season for us to generate royalty revenue from up to two operations this summer.
All right, we got Scott Petzl here, president of Metallic Minerals. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good, Steve. How about yourself?
Not bad. Well, tell me about what's going on with you guys. What's new?
Well, as president of Metallic Minerals, I think it's important for us to get our story out a little bit better. I don't think we have a high degree of awareness. I'm not really sure why that is, but you look at us as a Vancouver-based mineral exploration company with key assets in North America, both in the Yukon territories where we're working on the Keno Silver Project, next door to Hecla in the famous Keno Silver District, the highest grade silver district in Canada. And we also have our second key asset in Colorado. It's our La Plata Alkaline Porphyry Project, which is a copper silver resource with the potential to add platinum and palladium, and the fact that we've recognized a number of rare earth and critical minerals on that project that may really enhance that district in terms of the focus by the U.S. government to secure some of these domestic critical and essential minerals for production. To combat the supply chain and, some of the international tensions that we're seeing. So we really have a good story. Not only these two sort of early resource stage projects that we're working on in the Yukon and Colorado, but also for a junior company, we're a bit unique in that we have a gold royalty production story that is linked to our projects in the northern part of the Yukon in the famous Klondike District, where over 20 million ounces of gold was produced historically. And we're about to start washing gold probably early next week at the beginning of a 120-day season for us to generate royalty revenue from up to two operations this summer. I think really makes us a unique story in the junior space.
Let's talk about the jurisdiction and how friendly the jurisdictions are, and what you're mining. What are you digging up?
Oh, sure. I think let's start with Colorado. A lot of people don't see Colorado as a mining state. They think skiing, they think, environmental interest. Well, we're all environmentalists. We all want to do the best for our environment. I think part of that is responsible mineral development. And our La Plata project is in southwestern Colorado. Colorado is the nation's largest producer of molybdenum, has three major mines currently. It's the headquarters of one of the largest gold mining companies in the world, Newmont. And Newmont, by chance, not by chance, by focus, is interested in us and a 9.5% owner of our company because of our project there in Colorado. So they have an understanding of the jurisdiction. They've mined in the state. They see what we're doing, have comfort with what we're doing. And we're working hard to get back in and build resource to ultimately find that $500 million transaction with a major on that project to keep us going, keep us hungry. In the Yukon, a lot of proven production historically, really good jurisdiction geologically. Again, we're right next door to Hecla Mining, who's actively mining on their Keno Hill operations. They're mining 3 to 5 million ounces of silver a year. And we've got a resource that represents the future of that district. So we're comfortable in both of those jurisdictions. And being in North America, where, title to our mineral rights is maybe a little bit more assured than it is in some other jurisdictions worldwide. And so we're quite comfortable, particularly given the interest in securing these domestic sources of critical and essential minerals.
Scott, if you can tell us about what you're digging up in the grade. I mean, I hear gold, I hear copper, I hear silver. What's your focus and what's grade? What's the quality you're getting?
Yeah.
And also with that, if you can tell us about, you know, what you have in terms of infrastructure and you know, where you guys are in the stage.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really interesting. Metallic Minerals really started as a silver focused company back in 2016 with our Keno Silver project. We've gone on to build a inaugural or a early stage resource on that project with very limited amounts of drilling. We've got 18.2 million ounces of silver equivalent. That includes silver, lead, zinc in that calculation. And it's in four different resource areas, two or three of which could be mined by open pit methodologies. So the grade, the overall grade of the resource is 233 grams per ton, is a little bit lower, but it's representative of that open pit potential. And, you know, one of the deposits, our Formo deposit, is really showing some really high grade drill results, some of the highest grade drill results that we've drilled in the district in recent past. So that one particularly looks to be a very strong potential addition to, say, a Hecla operation as an underground mine. And we need to get back out there and do some more drilling. At our Colorado project, we've been fortunate to be able to put out an updated resource in 2023. And that resource, I'm blanking just really quick, 1.21 billion pounds of copper and 17 million ounces of silver. And that's at an equivalent grade, copper equivalent grade of about 0.41% copper equivalent. So we see the potential for really high grade within that resource. This is likely going to be a block cave operation as we continue to explore. But the thing we're really excited about there is we see through our work to kind of refine this district scale target, 8 kilometers by 8 kilometers, we've identified another 10 to 15 porphyry targets that have been undrilled historically. So we're really excited about the idea of being able to find some deposits, grow the story, grow the resource, and we're right in that sort of area in Colorado that's got good infrastructure existing between Durango and Silverton, close to highways and, you know, a lot of mining history in that part of the state. Same thing in the Yukon, we're right next to the mill. So both jurisdictions, good resources on both projects and good infrastructure on both projects.
Could you tell us about the team that you have in place, the experience, the track record of success, and along with that, if you can tell us about the corporate structure and equity ownership?
Yeah. Again, I'm president of the company. I'm an exploration geologist by trade. Our CEO and chairman is Greg Johnson. Greg and I were part of the co-founding team of a company called Nova Gold. Nova Gold was very active from the 2000s through 2010s and still exists as a company today, but did an exceptional job in part through our leadership on those projects of advancing three very significant resources and identifying underappreciated projects that we knew we could generate value from. And that's the Donlin Creek project, Galore Creek project, Northern BC and the Ambler Bornite District. In total, in that period, we were able to take a share price of Nova Gold from 25 cents to over $20 and saw, you know, $1 billion transactions for those projects that we were able to grow resources on and initiate those economic studies. The story with Metallic Minerals is that we see the ability to do the same We're taking advantage of our skill set and applying it to new projects with the outcome likely to be these transactions at some point with a major that's interested in the work that we're doing. And currently that could be Hecla or Newmont, who already owns a portion of Metallic for our interest in La Plata.
Could you tell us about, you said Newmont owns 9.5%?
Yeah. So
if you could tell us about the structure and ownership.
Yeah. So right now we've got 214 million shares fully diluted. It's 179 million shares issued and outstanding. Market cap of roughly 52 million. 15% of the company is owned by management and close associates. Another 9.5% is owned by Newmont. The famous silver investor, Eric Sprott, owns 12.5%. And then the rest is a combination of institutional and high net worth and retail. But our balance sheet, we're under $1 million right now, but we are, again, in that season where as early as Monday, we'll be washing gold and producing revenue from our Klondike gold royalty production portfolio. So we will be looking to go out and potentially raise some capital at some point, maybe soon, depending on market conditions and interest, to be able to allow us to really expand, you know, our efforts on both of our projects in the near term.
You mentioned Newmont having particular interest in Colorado, your Colorado project, and Eric Sprott seems to be a big time player in this as well. What did these guys see in Colorado, or what they're excited about to have such high stakes in it that maybe the general public hasn't caught on to yet?
Yeah, I think the big thing is, you know, I mentioned earlier, Newmont's headquartered in Colorado. They understand the jurisdiction. They had the Cripple Creek mine that was producing gold for them that they sold to SSR, but yet they maintain an interest in what we have. And I think the reason is this is an alkalic porphyry system. You'll know recently that Newmont acquired Newcrest. And in that process, at the end of 2023, they acquired Newcrest's expertise in alkalic porphyry systems and the ability to mine those by block caving methodologies. So with that expertise in-house now, Newmont recognizes that the system that we have, it's an overused term, but a district scale system that is underexplored, has the right mineralogy, has the potential for grade, could really be one of these tier one assets for a company like Newmont. And so since the initial placement, they've topped up twice and maintained their pro rata interest. And I think we'll see them do that going forward as well, if not more at some point. But the grade potential and the scale potential combined with a jurisdiction that they're comfortable in, I think is what keeps their interest. And they've seen these projects. Right now we have a 1 billion pound resource. They have, you know, 7 or 8 billion pounds of resource at their Red Chris mine. Galore Creek has 13 billion pounds of copper in resource, plus 200 million ounces of silver and 13 million ounces of gold. That is a almost direct analogy to the project that we have in Colorado. The difference being we haven't fully drilled our project.
You mentioned raising money, and if you can share a little bit about the capital you do have and kind of the immediate plans to, and for the rest of the year, and what you plan to do with the funds to raise, and what do you plan to do with it to grow the company, I guess?
Yeah, well, we do, like I said, we do have some options. We've got less than $1 million in the book right now, but we're at the initiation of our gold production season. And if you think about the amount of revenue that could come, a couple of years ago, Parker Schnabel from the hit show Gold Rush was operating on our project. Parker produced 1,300 ounces of gold in 21 days of mining. And we took 10 to 15% royalty from that production. You can do the math, but you think about this now. We're looking at having a second operation and producing, if we're starting Monday, still 120 days left in the season. So there's going to be a multiple of that level of revenue generated through the activities in the plaster field, which give us flexibility to minimize, well, for one, to minimize dilution, but also to keep the company afloat in tough times when it's hard to raise money or when we can't, you know, we don't have the price support or the interest in a funding. So we've got a lot of optionality that way. The plan is to get to the next stage on the projects, particularly at La Plata, we need 5,000 to 10,000 meters of drilling in the next 18 months. And so that's going to require a significant amount of capital. We're looking at different options of how to go about raising that. And I think in support of that, just in terms of news flow and things that will build interest and generate more interest, we expect to have a resource update for our La Plata project. Now it's got copper and silver, but an update that will be coming reflective of the drilling that was done in 2023 and will add platinum and palladium to that resource. So that will firmly put it in the critical minerals basket that'll demand maybe more attention from the federal government in terms of priority projects. So resource update, hopefully some new announcements on royalty revenue projects in the alluvial gold fields and a number of other things that we're queuing up to continue to talk about results and things that we've done on the project in the last couple of years.
Well, Scott, looking forward to following your story. I'm not a current investor, but that may change after this. I find your story to be intriguing. A lot of potential, and again, maybe undervalued as we discussed, but if you can tell me and our listeners a little bit more about the risk reward, I mean, what upside do we see here? You talked about, you know, Newmont seeing the high grade, high scale potential. You know, we talked about off camera, just if there are any risks, if you can talk about what risks you see. And if you can kind of mitigate that for us and kind of give us an accurate picture of what we got here.
No, I think the key thing is, you know, a lot of the opportunity is a 2 to 5x right now in terms of we're an early stage resource level at both of our key projects. So we see the opportunity to go 2, 5x at, you know, with increasing resources through application of more drilling on these projects. The challenge for us right now, if there is one, is we need that next level of permitting through NEPA that is called an environmental assessment, an EA. Right now, we have the permits and the ability to do drilling on the main target area and a couple of the new targets that we've generated on Forest Service land, but to have more flexibility and to look at this broader by a kilometer district, we want to have that flexibility to make sure that we're drilling prioritized targets in the appropriate manner to make sure we haven't missed something. So we've got a great resource. It's a good starter block. We're going to grow resources. We're going to make new discoveries, but to have that added flexibility, we'll do an environmental assessment and that field work will kick off this summer. So right. I think we're in good shape.
Well, I'm looking forward to following your story. Scott, if anyone has any questions or wants to reach out to you, can you tell us a bit about your where you're trading and your website, as well as your email and point of contact?
Yeah, we're on the Canadian Stock Exchange as MMG. On the OTCQB is MMNGF. And you can find more information on our website at www.metallic-minerals.com and at info@metallic-minerals.com. If you want to send an email, it'll get directed to me and happy to have a conversation with anybody that's interested in more information on us and our project.
Thanks for being on the show and I look forward to following your story.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it very much.